for every type of activity, there would be a union. Welders would have a union, tinsmiths would have a union, fitters would have a union. But over a period of time, over the time, they amalgamated. And I think today you'll find there's only two or three unions in the country, whereas then there were literally hundreds. Eventually there was a management staff union as well, which wasn't affiliated to the trade union movement, but it was a union to represent the people it represented, i.e. the managers and senior staff. The men on the shop floor would be hourly paid. So if they missed an hour's work, they lost an hour's pay. And their holiday entitlement was less than the staff, who were weekly paid. And if they were sick, they got paid. And it was quite noticeable that you could have a highly skilled tinsmith, say, who'd worked in the aerospace industry for 30 years, who, if he was off sick for a day, didn't get paid. But his 16-year-old daughter, who worked in the mailroom, she was employed on the staff, and if she lost a day sick, she did get paid. That anomaly was eventually put right, but that not until there'd been an awful lot of pressure from the unions. The workforce, the blue-collar workforce, were considered to be lesser mortals. And then, of course, you had the weekly staff who were paid weekly, and then the monthly staff who were paid monthly, and then management staff. And they had different canteens. There was the main canteen at Filton for all the workers. The shop floor workers would dine between 12 and 1, and then the offices between 1 and 2. And then there was the management staff, where the managers would dine. And then there was the executive staff, executive mess, where executives would dine. And then there's the director's mess, where the directors would dine. But that was done away with in the middle 80s. And there was just then, I think, one canteen, which was good.